In 2008, during the last month of summer before high school begins, an impressionable 13-year-old Taiwanese-American boy learns what his family can't teach him: how to skate, how to flirt, and how to love your mom. I'm talking about the 2024 film Didi, written and directed by Sean Wang. It stars Isaac Wang as Chris Wang, Joan Chen plays as part of his mother as Chunsing Wang, Shirley Chen as Vivian Wang, his big sister, and Zhang Li Ha as Grandma Nai Nai. A fun piece of trivia is that the grandmother that was played in the film is actually the director's real-life grandmother. This is a coming-of-age film, and as I was doing a little bit of research, I read that this film debuted in the U.S. Dramatic Competition at the 2024 Sundance Film Festival, where it won U.S. Dramatic Audience Award, Special Jury Prize for Best Ensemble Cast, and it was acquired by Focus Features, which is how I came to see it, because it's playing now in theaters everywhere. I grabbed that little piece of information off of Sean Wang's personal website, which I found on his Wikipedia page. I'm a big fan of coming-of-age films. When they're done right, they can be really great, and they remind you of when you were growing up and some of the struggles that you had as a teenager and the awkward years, and that was some of the things that this movie was portraying. This is going to have a limited release in the United States. I'm not sure what the budget was, but so far it released August 16th. Today is August 18th, and so far it has done $2.7 million worldwide. This film follows young Chris Wang, who also goes by Wang Wang, by his friends, and it shows him trying to wade his way through life as he grows up, having an older sister who's running off to college in a few months and trying to figure things out as he enters the high school years. He has some buddies who are skaters. He tries to be their friend by saying he's a videographer. He kind of has a girlfriend. He starts to have a girlfriend in the film, but he just didn't. He was so awkward. He wasn't really sure how to talk to her and how to progress in the relationship, so to speak. It's one of those types of films that you know it's not going to have an ending. It's just kind of telling a story. It's showing a couple months of this boy's life and some of the struggles that he had. And there were a few emotional points that happened between the mom and the boy. He was awkward. He was at those years where your mom kind of embarrasses you by telling some of your friends some of your secrets, and when you've kind of lied to your friends and she spills the beans a little bit. And so there was some scenes like that. I was like, Mom, get out. He ends up running away at one point in the film and coming back, and he was sad because his mom didn't really come looking for him. He asked his mom, why you didn't come looking for me? And she said, because I knew you would come back, because your sister ran away and she was gone for 3 days one time, and you're not as stubborn as your sister. They kind of had an emotional point there, which was nice. At the same time, you have the older grandmother. She only means the best, but she was very critical of how her daughter was raising the kids and any problems that happened because she was a single mother. Well, she wasn't necessarily single, but the father, I guess, wasn't in the picture. He was in another country trying to make a living to help the family. Overall, it's one of those types of coming-of-age films that was really good. I enjoyed every minute of it and really didn't want it to end. I enjoyed all the interactions and everything, and it definitely transported me back to those awkward years of high school, or even younger, where I didn't have a whole lot of friends or things like that, was awkward around girls and things. So it definitely brought some of those memories back in. And anyway, for all those reasons, I really enjoyed this movie, and I give it 4 stars.